11 armed suspects arrested following 9-hour armed standoff on Mass Highway by Breitbart, Texas on July 3, 2021. Massachusetts State Police arrested 11 people on Saturday who allegedly claimed to be members of a group known as the Rise of the Moors. The arrests followed an hours-long standoff with the armed members on Interstate 95 near Wakefield, Massachusetts, after suspects reportedly said they don't recognize our laws. Early Saturday morning, the Mass State Police Twitter account posted a series of tweets regarding a standoff with multiple armed suspects in two vehicles in I-95. "We have several armed persons accounted for at this scene on Route 95. They are refusing to comply with orders to provide their information and put down their weapons. We are asking residents of Wakefield and Reading to shelter in place at this time." Mass State Police, at Mass State Police, July 3, 2021. Officials placed two of the members under arrest and continued the standoff with the remaining members of the group. Two suspects have been arrested by members of ATNEMLIC on North Avenue, Wakefield. MSP has taken custody of and transported them to one of our barracks. "The situation is ongoing with remaining members of the group. We continue to work to resolve the situation peacefully." Mass State Police, at Mass State Police, July 3, 2021. The incident began when a state police officer observed two vehicles parked on the side of the interstate with their hazard lights blinking, the Associated Press reported. State Police Colonel Christopher Mason told reporters the officer observed as many as 10 men wearing military-style gear and carrying long guns and pistols around the vehicles. Hashtag breaking, joint update on hashtag standoff situation in Wakefield, Massachusetts with suspects at Mass State Police, at Wakefield PD, at Reading Police, at Stoneham mapped consider armed and dangerous. Police can't confirm but do say the men seem to associate themselves with a group called Rise of the Moors. pic.twitter.com/tghyupsnk. Nia Hamm, NBC 10 Boston, at NIAMC Boston, July 3, 2021. The members of the group reportedly refused to comply with orders to put down their weapons and other verbal orders. "The people told the officers they do not recognize our laws," police said, according to the AP report. The colonel said the men told the officer they were members of the Rise of the Moors group and were headed to Maine from Rhode Island for training. "The men reportedly refused to put down their weapons and several members took off into the woods," the report states. You can imagine, 11 armed individuals standing armed with long guns slung on an interstate highway at 2 in the morning certainly raises concerns, and is certainly not consistent with the firearms laws that we have here in Massachusetts, the state police commander said. An alleged spokesperson for the group took to social media and said they were not anti-government, anti-police, or a sovereign citizen group. Stand Up 2P, at Stand Up 2P, July 3, 2021. A second video posted on social media shows the heavily armed man wearing combat gear talking to police and stating they do not intend to escalate the incident and want a peaceful resolution. "I've expressed to you multiple times we are not anti-government." An armed uniformed man speaking with MSP negotiators in the middle of a standoff on 95 as it's being live-streamed on a NIG account for the Moorish Constitutional Convention Committee. At wbzpic.twitter.com/2okgg5g. Anarides Rodriguez, at Anarides, July 3, 2021. The Daily Beast reported the standoff with the Moorish Americans were attempting to travel peacefully to their private land to camp and train. The spokesman said repeatedly on video that they were not hostile and were not anti-police or anti-government. He also said they are not black identity extremists, the Daily Beast reported. Shortly before noon on Saturday, state police officials tweeted they arrested a total of 11 suspects. They did not indicate what, if any, charges the 11 suspects would face. Two additional suspects were located in their vehicles, bringing the total number of those arrested to 11. Two initially on North Avenue and 9 outside and inside the vehicles. Mass State Police, at Mass State Police, July 3, 2021. NBC 10 in Boston reported. According to the Southern Poverty Law Center's website, the Moorish Sovereign Citizen Movement is a collection of independent organizations and lone individuals that emerged in the early 1990s as an offshoot of the anti-government Sovereign Citizens Movement, which believes that individual citizens hold sovereignty over and are independent of the authority of federal and state governments. It is not clear if Rise of the Moors is specifically affiliated with that movement. According to the FBI, sovereign citizens are anti-government extremists who believe that even though they physically reside in this country, they are separate or sovereign from the United States. As a result, they believe they don't have to answer to any government authority, including courts, taxing entities, motor vehicle departments, or law enforcement. Colonel Mason would not specifically say the suspects were sovereign citizens, but went on to say that it is not unusual for his officers to encounter people with sovereign citizen ideology. "We train to those encounters," Mason said. "We very much understand, I guess, the philosophy that underlies that mindset." The incident appears to have come to a successful conclusion with the arrest of the 11 suspects.